With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. During a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Biden says Congress cannot leave for the holidays without passing more aid for Ukraine.
Mr. President, I called on Congress to do the right thing, to stand with Ukraine, and to stand up for freedom. And I want to thank you for being here. You're going to help the cause, and I don't want you giving up hope.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says President Biden wants a lot from Republicans without giving them anything.
What the Biden administration seems to be asking for is billions of additional dollars with no appropriate oversight, no clear strategy to win, and none of the answers that I think the American people are owed.
Republicans are insisting on strict U.S.-Mexico border security changes in exchange for any Ukraine aid. It appears abortion may make or break the re-election campaign of Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Brown's seat has been seen as one of the most likely for Republicans to flip in 2024. Ohio voters cast their ballots decisively for Donald Trump in both 2016 and 2020. But in the aftermath of a Supreme Court ruling striking down Roe versus Wade, Brown is leaning hard on his pro-abortion credentials and stoking fears a Republican majority in the Senate could lead to a nationwide abortion ban. Just last month, Ohio voters passed a ballot initiative enshrining abortion protections in the state constitution. Bob Agnew reporting.
Fox News is reporting that lawyers for President Trump have appealed to Judge Tanya Chutkan to pause proceedings against Trump while his appeal is pending. The filing comes after special counsel Jack Smith asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review Trump's appeal in an expedited manner. On Wall Street, the Dow by 173 points, the Nasdaq rose 100, the S&P 500 advanced by 21 points. This is SRN News. More congregations are quitting the United Methodist Church.
This time it's 142 Mississippi congregations leaving for a more conservative organization. More than 7,000 churches have abandoned the UMC since its leadership embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination. After years of fighting over the direction of the denomination, conservatives have mostly decided to leave, and liberals are apparently willing to let them do that. A formal split in the UMC will likely be approved in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists in Minnesota want prosecutors to treat the killing of a man living as a woman as a hate crime. The 38-year-old was shot to death in Minneapolis last month. The 25-year-old man's been arrested and charged. Minnesota already has a hate crimes law on the book, but it's unclear if it would apply to this specific case. The activists want more legislation making crimes committed against LGBT people punished more severely. This is SRN News. Wall Street rose to its best level in nearly 23 months, just a bit below its record high. We hear more on the rising market levels from correspondent Seth Soutel reporting from New York City.
Wall Street rose to its highest level since early 2022 after a report showed that inflation in the U.S. is behaving pretty much as expected. The S&P 500 climbed 0.5% Tuesday. The Dow rose 173 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.7%. Treasury yields were mixed after the November update on inflation roughly matched economists' expectations. Traders still expect the Federal Reserve to stand pat on interest rates when it announces its latest decision on Wednesday afternoon. The inflation report did cast some doubt on when interest rates may come down in the future. Seth Soutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.